Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're going to continue our discussion on creating a legacy for yourself. And today I want to talk about the concept of immortality through that legacy. Your legacy is your mark on the world. And the beauty of your legacy is it goes beyond your own lifetime. And when I think about the reason I wrote my book, Adjust Your Sales, I really think the biggest reason is because it gives me that sense of immortality. Because that book will last beyond me. And when I think about the reason I do these podcasts every day, I'm not saying it's the exclusive reason, but that also goes towards my legacy. So if I have people that are following me, and especially my family and my kids, this is something that is my philosophy that carries on and hopefully should carry on beyond me, you know, especially in light of the digital age of everything that's happened. Now, on Monday, I talked about Joan King, who was my coach for years and was an amazing person. And Joan passed away a few months ago, as I suggested. And I look back at the work that Joan did. Her website is still up. Her writings are still there. Her books are out there. And the audio clips of her are still there. So again, it gives that sense of immortality. And that goes to create the legacy because the philosophy that she espoused continues to be put out in the world because of what she created and what she did. We spent a lot of time this week just talking about ways that you can create a great legacy for yourself by being a positive influence on other people, by being a role model, by living your life the way you should live it. But is there something tangible of you that would be left after you're gone? Is there anything you've written down? Is there anything you've recorded? Is there a way that people still would be able to reference your virtues and your philosophy? And if there isn't anything there, the next question is do you have a real desire for something to be there? And if you have that desire, what could you do? Could you write something? It doesn't have to be a book. It could be something that you leave for your family. A lot of people even do that when they do their will. But I think it's even more important to do something that they can use as a keepsake. To make a recording that they may be able to listen to again. To make that recording that maybe even future generations of your family may be able to listen to. But all of this will give you a sense of immortality. And if it's something that's important to you, I think you should put some thought into creating something. Again, doesn't have to be elaborate. Just something basic that can give people a sense of who you were and what you had to offer. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator daily, hit the subscribe button on Stitcher or on iTunes and just commit to joining me for a few minutes each day. It costs you nothing and we can all use that mental adjustment, and I'd love to do that with you. And before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. So join me for tomorrow's 90-Second Navigator. We're going to finish our discussion on creating a legacy. And we want to take one more stab at writing your ideal eulogy. If you could create it, what would it look like?